God's Word this morning. Here we go, a secret today. Last Sunday, my brother Terry was here. How many heard my brother Terry last week? Wow, yeah, he's got a lot of passion, doesn't he? And he ran out of time, but I think he made the point, and very well to us. And so I wanted to, last Sunday was Father's Day, and I'm going to give just a message. It's good for men and women this morning, but secrets. I've been giving some secrets that we can find from God's Word. And today is secrets to being a man after God's own heart. Say that with me. Secrets to being a man after God's own heart. Now, it's also for a woman, so don't think it's not for women. All right? So secrets to being a woman of God. A woman after God's heart. A man after God's heart. Seeking God. Doing the right thing. Being a person that people are, you know, just honored to have you in their life. Amen? How can I be that? I want to be that kind of person. I want my daughter to always be proud of me. Always to be proud of me. Always to be proud of me. I want to be that man of God in her life. Does that mean I'm going to be perfect? Heck no. Amen? I'm not going to be perfect. That's not what it's talking about. Sometimes we get off the hook too quick. I can't do that because I can't be perfect. So I'll let you just go ahead and live like the devil and do whatever you want to. That's craziness. Amen? Say. And make stupid decisions and keep living your life like a fool. That's nuts. Okay? But that's what I want to be. And Mitch, I want Mitch to be able. Mitch said to me recently, and I'm not bragging on myself. This is my kids talking. We've been through a horrific experience, and we're still going through it. And my son said, Dad, you're the only person who's been consistent my whole life. And he said, you're still being consistent. That's not bragging on me. I know my inconsistencies. But it was so awesome to hear my son say that to me. It didn't make the pain worth it, but it sure was nice to hear. You know what I'm saying? And don't you want that? Isn't that what you want to be? You know what I'm saying? And all of us have junk and garbage and baggage and mess like that. Well, does that mean that we're doomed? Is that the way we're going to live the rest of our life? Or can there be some difference? Let's look at it. Let's go from the Old Testament. I'll have some New Testament stuff as well. 1 Samuel 13:1. Be in 1 Samuel for a while. All the scriptures will be on the big screen here for you. But I'll also be flying all over different places. Saul reigned 1 year. And when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, and we're going to move forward, Saul was king. The people wanted a king in the worst way. Instead of God, we want a king over us. We want to be like other nations. And so they chose this good-looking fellow. Does good looks mean you're going to be a person of integrity, yes or no? Is that what it takes? Oh, you're good looking, so you just all that. Is that what it's all about? Is there something a little deeper maybe? Oh, I think so. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, as the people, sand which is on the seashore in multitude, and they came up and pitched in Michmash eastward from Beth-Aven. Hang in here with me. Don't go sleep on me. Come on. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves, in thickets, and in rocks, and in high places, and in pits. What you going to do now, Mr. Good-looking man? And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offerings. And he, that Saul, offered the burnt offering. Was Saul a priest, yes or no? No. It came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering, of the burnt offering, behold, Samuel, the prophet of God, came, and Saul went out to meet him that he might salute the prophet of God. And Samuel says, what have you done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not, Mr. Prophet, you weren't here, you let me down within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore, said I, the Philistines will come now upon me to Gilgal. And I have not made supplication unto the Lord. Say this part with me. Ain't this cute? I what? I forced myself, therefore, and I offered a burnt offering. Though I'm not a priest, though I'm not right with God, oh, I'm good looking, I'm strong, but I have no relationship to God whatsoever. I forced myself to offer a burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, you've done foolishly. How'd you like the prophet to talk to the king like that? Amen? We have it on good ground in America that preachers and prophets of God should be able to speak against the government. when the government's screwy. Y'all hearing me or not? Well, I don't like that. You shouldn't do that. I don't do it a ton. But listen to me. My allegiance is first to Jesus Christ and to doing the right thing. Since when did that become wrong to do? How would you like to be Samuel? He ain't just standing in the pulpit somewhere. He's looking the king right there in the face. His head could have rolled. This is where we come from. I like Samuel. Amen? You've done foolishly. You've not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which He commanded thee. For now will the Lord have established your kingdom upon Israel forever. The Lord was going to be there with you. The Lord was going to bless you. But oh no, you had to go outside. You had to force yourself to do something that you shouldn't do. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man. Say it with me. After his own heart. How to be a man after God's own heart? Secret. And the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded you. Pretty tough stuff. So what happened? Saul lost his kingdom. Am I putting you to sleep already? Hope not. He lost his kingdom. Don't be confused. I want you to know something. God's not like a little Ouija board or something. You understand? He wants you right with Him. Well, I just pull out the Bible and I open it up, stick my finger on a verse and that's not God. Did you know that? Say. God's not that impressed with you coming here this morning. If you're here to just, I don't know, in your own strength to get something fixed. You understand? Say. God sees your heart. He knows the very depths of you. You can put on a good show and a good face and I can do the same thing. Oh, and I've done it many times. But He sees right inside of us. You think He wants us to have a good face you think He wants us to have a good heart? Come on, baby. He wants our heart to be right with Him. That's what it's all about. Saul looked great on the outside. He had all that meant was all going. He thought he could just do a little quick thing. He thought he could throw an offering together and he would defeat the battle. And God's like, you are just a fool. I'm not a genie. You're going to rub my belly somehow and all of a sudden I'm going to show up for you. Amen? Say. So Samuel the prophet came and said, you're done, baby. You're toast. Your kingdom's history. Because you're not a man after God's own heart. Now here's the cool thing. Being a man after God's own heart, does it mean you're going to be perfect? Yes or no? No. And the guy that follows Saul, was he perfect? No. Let's look at it. Secret number one to being a man after God's own heart. Say it with me. You must be, one more time, you must be spiritual. Was Saul spiritual? No, he was just doing a spiritual act. He was doing some act, some performance. But in his heart, he was not spiritual. So if you're going to be a man after God's own heart, you must be spiritual. You must have the Spirit of God in your heart. You must be led by the Spirit. Keep looking. Say that with me. That's one of my little sayings. Say it with me. Phony ain't gonna fly. It don't fly with God. I look good. I'm all going to church. God's like, you should have stayed home or go hit the golf ball. And that's me, honestly. I've told the Lord many times, Lord, if I get to the place where I'm doing this thing called church, fellowship church, phony, you just let me know. You know, if I get that way, I want your Spirit on my life because otherwise I'll just go hit the golf ball. I like hitting the golf ball. Amen. Got to be real. Got to be honest. Got to be in your heart spiritual if you want to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. Hey, when we give an offering, it must come from the heart. Isn't that what we say here? If you can't give cheerfully, what? Keep it. Prayer must come from the heart. We ever get to the place that we can think we can just say a little quick little prayer to be, and you know, we're going to... God doesn't play that game. Matter of fact, the Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That's right.
He wants our heart right. Got to be spiritual. Works must come from the heart. Well, I do this for the Lord. I do this. What's the scripture say? Jesus said, in that day, many are going to say to me, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. And what did Jesus say? I'm going to tell them. Depart from me, what? I never knew who. You. So we've got to be spiritual if we're going to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. Are y'all all right with that? Say. You understand? Luke, Jesus speaking. As he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went and he sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. Can you imagine getting on to Jesus? Say, that takes some real whatevers. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. And the Lord said unto him, now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part, your heart, is full of ravening and wickedness. You fools! Did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? But rather you give alms of such things as you have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you, Pharisees! You tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs. They'd count the little herbs because they got to just be so right. And you pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought you to have done and not to leave the other undone. You understand? So if I'm going to be a man or woman of God after God's heart, what's the secret? Number one, I need to be what? Spiritual. Need to be spiritual. Let's keep looking. A nobody that nobody noticed. A nobody that nobody noticed. We're going to keep reading the scripture. 1 Samuel 16. And the Lord said unto Samuel, because Samuel, Saul wasn't king now. I mean, well, he's still acting like king, but Samuel knew his gig was up, it was over, and so Samuel's all, he's a prophet of God, and he's normal like everybody else, so he's just brokenhearted about his country, about his nation, about what's going on. And so he's in mourning, and the Lord says to Samuel, how long you go mourn for Saul? Seeing I have what? Wonder why he rejected him, because he was not a man after what? Of God's own heart. I rejected him from reigning over Israel. Fill your horn with oil. And go, and I'm going to send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite. Oh, shepherd, farmer man. For I provided me a king among his sons. Amen? Listen. I'm not going to choose the biggest. I'm not going to choose the strongest. I'm not going to choose the best looking. I'm going to choose somebody that has a heart that will follow me. You understand? And Samuel said, how can I go if Saul hears it? He's going to kill me. I would be like, Jack, he didn't kill you when you got in his face earlier. And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I'm come to sacrifice to the Lord. So God gave him an out. You just take your old, big old heifer there behind you. And somebody says something, you just say, I'm going sacrificing. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I'll show you what you should do. And you shall anoint unto me him whom I name unto you. So a nobody, nobody noticed. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and he came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming. Samuel was a famous prophet of God. And he knew he was from the king as well. Comest thou peaceably? And Samuel says, peaceably, I come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves. Come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and he called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointing is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance. Is somebody's face, does that mean that they have a heart after God? Yes or no? Say. Yes or no? No. Now our countenance ought to show forth something good on the inside. It said, don't look on his countenance. Don't look at his pretty blue eyes, boy. Come on. Don't look at the height of his stature. Say it with me, because I what? I've refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Say this with me. For man looketh on the, help me now, outward appearance. Say it with me. But the Lord looks on the. So we're on to something. How can I be a man after God's own heart? He rejected Saul. He's now rejected this oldest son of Jesse. Then Abinadab made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made, say it with me, seven of his sons passed before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, Lord, ain't chosen any of them. Can you imagine poor Samuel? He must be about to go crazy right now. I mean, all of them had passed by. Man forgets, but God remembers. Say that with me. Man forgets, but God remembers. You keep that heart after God. That doesn't mean you might not get thrown to the wolves sometime. It might not mean that you don't feel like you've been run over by a truck sometimes. You keep your heart. For out of it flows the issues of life. Amen? You keep that heart. Because man will forget. Man will hurt you. But God remembers. Amen? What's that got to do with it? If you don't know the story, you're going to learn. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all your children? See, now Jesse brought all the ones that he thought were qualified, right? And he said, well, there remains yet the youngest. And behold, he keeps the sheep. My little runt child. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. I think old Samuel first got a little excited, you know what I'm saying? And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy. He'd been out there working in the sun. I mean, he is sunburnt. I've been to Israel like a dozen times. Brother, you just go out there and get burnt up. So he's all burnt up from the sun. He ain't ready for this meeting. They have to go fetch him. He's stinky, smelly, all burnt up. But withal, he had a beautiful what? He had a beautiful countenance. He reminds me of like my son and so many of your kids that grew up here in this town. And they get out there and fish. And they just get burnt up. But boy, they're happy as a lark, ain't they? Or wakeboarding or having a good time. They just burn up. But boy, you see them and they're like, got that pretty smile. Happy. That's the way he was. He was good to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him. Say it with me. For what? This is my man. After God's own heart. Isn't that crazy? A nobody that nobody noticed. His own daddy forgot about him, but God remembered him. That's incredible. Three words for David's life. Solitude. Solitude. David spent a lot of time alone, keeping sheep. That was his friends. You know what I mean? Another word for David's life. Obscurity. Unknown. See, you can spend time alone. You can be alone. It doesn't mean that you can't be a man after God's own heart. You can be. You can be in obscurity. A lot of people might not know you. Does he know you? Yeah. I can talk to him. I can get in his word. I can be a blessing. I can do this because of him. Monotony. Maybe that's your life. That's how you feel. Your life is just so long. I tell you, with my situation I've been going through, I'm a very active person. I'm crazy. I'm serious. I'm 49. I feel like I'm 29. I mean, I'm like, yeah, you know, all over the place. But I tell you what, when you're like me and you're alone, boy, the days are long. But it doesn't mean I'm disqualified for being a man after God's heart. You understand? Then Samuel took the horn of oil and he anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and he went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from who? And a what came on him? An evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Now, Raj, I'm out of time. I'm going to put you on the spot. Number two. Find number two, and then while you're finding number two, find number three. Number two, the secret to being a man after God's own heart, you must be what? Humble. Let me see a scripture or two, Raj. You've got to be humble if you're going to be a man after God's own heart. James says he gives more grace, wherefore he says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the who? To the humble. So that's the second qualification. Number one, I've got to be spiritual. Okay? Can't just play the game. Number two, I need to be humble if I'm going to be a man or a woman of God. Got to be humble. Look at me. It's crazy. We come to Christ with nothing. And after a while, we're a Christian. All of a sudden, we get full of ourselves. What happened? Say. And all of a sudden, we forget the hell we came from, and we start judging other people. Is that the stupidest thing on the planet or what? Come on. It's crazy. Always keep that humble spirit. Amen? Say. I went home this past week real fast. I had to take Elise, my daughter, and her dear friend, who's like a daughter to me, her dad's here today, Chuck, and I took them up. We shot by North Carolina because I wanted to show Breanne Rockingham. We did that. Spent the night at my brother Terry's, who preached here last week. Had to go eat some good country food. And then I shot, woo, across the mountains to Gatlinburg. Got in at 1 in the morning. And why am I telling that story? I had a great trip. Now, why I went to Rockingham is to remember where I came from. That's where I came from. Breanne, you ought to see her look at my house in the neighborhood I lived in. She like, she couldn't get out of there fast enough. It was crime-ridden, baby. It's awful. Amen? Why do I go up that old street called River Road? To remember where I came from. Amen? Don't ever forget where God picked you up from. Dug the pit you came out of. Keep that humble spirit. Amen? And I was rejoicing. I'm not scared at all. I'm there going, wow, you've been so good to me, God. Amen? Keep that in mind. People who are humble are unconcerned about who gets the glory. People who are humble are unconcerned about what people might say about them. Amen. Number three, so be spiritual, be humble. Number three, you must have what? You'll never be a man of God or a woman of God if you don't have integrity. You cheat, you lie, you cut corners. You are not a man after God's own heart. I don't care how pretty you look here on Sunday. You're not a man or a woman of God after God's own heart if you don't have integrity. You understand? Yes or no? You're just fooling yourself. I know, you can't believe I preach like this to you. You know you got up and came to see me and everything. You'll never be a man or a woman of God if you don't have integrity. You can look like it on the outside. All is going good. Bop, 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 bop. But your house of cards is coming down one day. It is going to happen. Okay? And you're going to get awfully tired of trying to play this game. It is a futile way to live your life. Here's my advice. Go live like a hellraiser. Yeah. Go ahead. Live it up. You'd be better off to do that than to try to fool God. You hearing me, yes or no? Yeah, go ahead. You got done word from the preacher. You bring me a little card. I'll sign it today. Can I go be a hellraiser? Yep, sign Gary Clark. I'd much rather you do that than to think you can be a person who does not have integrity, but you're going to be a spiritual person. You are not. You are smoking some stuff. Amen. This is what I need. I need a kick in my tail. What is character? It's a firmness of character. It's honesty. Amen. Keep this picture in your mind. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That is a picture of someone without integrity. That's what God sees. Your life, you think it's all cool. He sees it all laying over on the ground, all scattered, and you're not going to get anywhere because your life is not together. Amen? Character trumps charisma every time with God. Preachers, doesn't matter how good a talker we are, God wants my heart. Why? Because man looks on the outside, but God sees what? The inside. We got to quit right there, Rog. It was a good message. You did good. We left a lot of stuff on the table today because of that clock back there. You can go online and you can check this message out in its entirety with all the scriptures and everything, and we'd be happy to give it to you. Amen. Let's take our hands and let's thank the Lord because of His Word today. Amen. Thank you, Lord.